You are an influencer, but it is not because you post amazing things or that you can get a crowd riled up. You're an influencer because you're a dad or a mom.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, it just feels a little blah here in northern Indiana. Scott, I don't know about down there in Cincinnati, but it just, it's almost a little too early in the winter to have the winter blues, but it does feel kind of like that. You know, maybe it's all the stuff on the news. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's just the weather. It's kind of cold here, just a little bit of snow on the ground, nothing to write home about, you know, just kind of, yeah.
Winter sort of feels like an unforgiving monster this year.
And maybe that's it. Maybe that's exactly it. You know, and the whole world's falling apart and, yes. You know, it just didn't. I know we're in a new year, but it still feels kind of like the old year. Maybe this will just be 2 years. Maybe they just should, you know, we should still be in 2020. You know, they just tag it on there.
I know I'm supposed to be all cheery and be like, well, God's still on his throne and Jesus is alive and everything's good no matter what. But I sort of feel like David in some of those Psalms where he's like, will you wake up, God?
There is some truth in that. There is some truth in that. Because it does kind of feel that way. It just feels like it just is playing out so weird. This is not how I thought, you know, all these things would play out. And it just feels odd. It just feels odd to me. But this is a big week here at our house, big weekend. Jed has his 13th birthday on Friday, and Jed is my last 13-year-old, wow. You know, my last 13th birthday. And we were talking on the homeschooling podcast last night that, you know, I think we've progressively gotten worse birthdays as they've gone. You know, when Ben had his, we had all the boys in our church and their dads, and we all went to Muskegon? Muskegon, Michigan, is that right? Does that sound like a real place?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And they had a World War II submarine, Ironsides, I think it was called, that was in a movie. And then, you know, and we spent the night on it, you know, wow. And did a ceremony at night with a big old sword from, you know, King Peter's from Narnia, you know, it was this big thing. And then they all just went downhill from there. So we've done water parks, you know, like the hotel water park kind of thing. And my daughters, they did like American Girl Doll. I don't even know if American Girl Doll's a thing anymore.
I believe it is.
But there's a place up in Chicago that they mm-hmm. went to. And
I did one of those.
They got their ears pierced and things like that. But Jed's kind of he likes to play, and he likes to play hard. So they're going to play basketball in a gym. And I think we're going bowling.
You're
going to
give him a little muffin instead of a cupcake even and just stick a match in and say, here, kid, happy birthday.
This is a cupcake or this is a Twinkie. Enjoy it. You know, but I'm kind of debating on, you know, the ceremony part. Because I know the ceremony is the least remembered part of the whole thing. And I know some dads who've written me have done amazing things. You know, they get all the guys together and they have notes coming in and they make them walk across coals of fire, you know, and things like that.
I was going to do stuff like that for my boys,
but
it didn't happen.
Just was too tight. I hear you. And there should be no guilt in this because I don't even for 1 minute even think that my kids look back necessarily on those words that I said and think, oh yeah, that really was a turning point in my life. And that is what I keep going back to all these years, you know? But I just want my kids to know that I love them tons, mother's the 13th birthday or their 8th birthday or, and, but this Friday is the big 13. So we got that. And then we've been working like crazy on Ike and Carolyn's house, which is across the street. And it is now, I mean, it's making real progress. All the framing inside is done. We've added a second, not a second story, but a kind of an attic space. It's going to be a huge storage space. It's amazing. It's got stairs up to it now. And we've got most of the wiring run. The lights are just about all set. We're starting to think about plumbing, and we've insulated the ceiling, and it's just a big project. You know, we keep getting like spools of wire thinking, oh, we won't need all this. And then we have to go get another one just because it just takes, there's so, you know, I don't know if you've ever been involved in like, and this is really kind of my first time of really building a house. We're not building the house, but we're building it inside the house. And it just takes so much stinking everything. You think, oh, we should put an outlet over here so it goes outside so you have it on the outside. Or we should, oh, we need to put a spigot so we can, you know, wash the car outside. Or and just all those little wires that you got, oh, yeah, we got to run that one too. And it's just a lot of, there's a lot in it. But it's been, it's starting to make progress and it's looking good. And then this weekend, Catherine is, and her husband, Josh, are moving from their apartment in the big city of Columbia City. They're moving, so they're only going to be about 15 minutes away in a kind of a rental house, or they're kind of watching a house while some people are in, I think they're in Africa or somewhere else like that. And you know, for everybody,
gig. I always wanted to get one of those gigs
where they say, can you watch my mansion?
Yeah.
Just make sure the pool guy comes, you know, that he does a good job when he cleans it out.
And make sure you drive the Ferrari once a week so it doesn't.
That's right. Just do the
whole part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not quite like that, but it is going to be a good deal for them and should be a good deal for the people who are letting them use it too. So it's worked out real well. So, but we have to move them on Saturday, and I'm hoping that's an easy move because I think, how much junk can they have?
This is why you should not be as good of a dad as Todd, because he's having to build a house for his kids and having to help them move. I'd be like, see ya, kid. Good luck.
Hope life turns out okay for you.
Make me help him build a house. I'd stick the toaster in the wall and be like, oops, sorry.
Oh, Scott.
Just kidding.
So how are things going with you? You know, you're getting closer to the wedding.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's like how many months till May?
I don't know. Not very many.
March, April, May, 4 months and like a day or so.
Wow.
I'm thanks. Now I got to worry about that. I was in blissful ignorance until you said that, because I had forgotten it was even happening. I keep hoping they'll just elope to Las Vegas or something. But.
And be married by an Elvis impersonator?
Yes.
And do you take? Yeah.
I'm just trying to kind of fly under the radar and not get involved, because there's too many things where, you know, I'm hearing conversations and snippets of conversations of like, what are we going to do about masks at the wedding? And what are we going to do about stuff you never thought that you'd have to deal
and
with.
And that's true. I haven't had one of those weddings, but that is kind of one of those things.
It's insane.
That you do have to consider.
Yep.
I don't know about your family yet, but you kind of get to a point where you have wedding fatigue, where you're like, just like, okay, let's just do it. Let's just get them together and do it. Because you get tired of talking about all the details. It's like wiring a house. You're like, oh, yeah, what about that? Well, how are we going to have people do this? You know, we're going to do with their coats or things like that. So,
yep. And then there's the, you know, every once in a while, there's one of those moments. And my wife likes to like announce these where it's like, oh, this is our last Christmas with Abby at home. It's our last Christmas Eve with Abby at home. And I'm like, oh, good Lord. Do we have to cry about this one too?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Well, and the dumb thing is I'm the crier. She just announces
she
it.
She just announces it.
Oh, God, great.
That's true. That's true.
Things are great here, Todd.
So is the whole, you know, the whole country falling apart and, you know, impeaching our president and all that kind of stuff, does that get to you?
Yeah.
Is it like, does it just feel like,
because I'll just go on a rant if I,
well, I'll stop you. I know, you know, one of our president's faults was leading people where he probably shouldn't have said, hey, let's go down and say hey to everybody. You know, I will stop you if I see it going that direction. All right. But does it just feel like a cloud over you, or do you feel helpless? Do you feel, what do you feel? What do you feel, Scott?
It's a daily, sometimes moment by moment exercise in trusting God that he's in control and will take care of us. I guess the most shocking thing to me about all of it is the number of people who are Christians that seem to be okay with giving up freedom of speech. It's almost like they voted for that, you know, when you see companies being, you know, shutting down not just the president, but all kinds of people, you know.
Right. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's like, is this what you voted for? Is this really what you're in support of? And then they're like, oh, well, they're a private company. They're allowed to do whatever they want. Really? Did you feel that way when the baker didn't want to make the cake for that couple?
Right. So anyway, Scott, so let's, you know, we'll just go down a different direction then. But I totally agree. Even though I heard on the radio the other day, I wish I could go back and find out, because it was just kind of a snippet. It was a guy who was some kind of White House guy, you know, career guy, has been in politics for his whole life. And he was saying that 1968 was more turbulent than it is right now. But I don't know what happened in like 1968. You know, that was after some assassinations and Vietnam was kind of doing all their thing. But he thought, but it was kind of comforting to hear somebody say, well, this is bad, but 1968 was worse and nobody can remember 1968, you know. Mm-hmm. So maybe
that was a real year.
That's right.
You want to feel old? This is really obscure. So there's a song, you probably don't know it. It's called The Heat of the Moment. It's by Asia. It was a big hit when MTV was just getting started.
Yeah, no.
And there's a line in there where they say, now you find yourself in 82, like 1982.
Right.
I remember when that song came out and hearing that line and thinking, yeah, it's 1982, no big deal. Just to put that in perspective, that song is today like a song back then was from like 1943.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, this is way before Elvis even.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I'm like, wow. I'm old. Just.
You are old. You are old. Yep.
It's happy rays of sunshine on the Family Man show today.
The good news is you're just getting older too. Well, you know, and that's what I thought maybe we'd just talk
about.
Bring
us back around, Todd.
Bring us back around. So that's what I guess that's what I was not struggling with, but I was wrestling with. Does that sound more spiritual? I was wrestling with at the beginning of this week. Because, you know,
Brother Todd.
Brother Todd. Yes.
I'm going to get some hate mail for that one.
I know. And I got guys who write me all the time who use Brother Todd. And that's, if you want to call me Brother Todd, that's fine. But it does. I'm kind of like my dad. You know, my dad, he would say, we had there was a family, you know, that we were close to, and they wanted to call him Uncle Rex. And my dad's like, I'm not your uncle, you know? So I am your brother in Christ, but I'm not your brother, you know? So anyway, so I was kind of wrestling like, you know, what do I do? And I don't follow anybody, but every once in a while I check in on people and I see that, you know, they're just ranting and raving and talking about, you know, how, like some of the things you mentioned, you know, our freedoms are being stolen and what are we going to do? And I'll tell you, you know, their little posts have 50 million, you know, views, and they're being passed around. And, you know, and I've even had some of them say to me, Todd, when are you going to say something? You know, when are you going to say you need to, you know, take a stance on some of these things? So I was talking to this guy, and I even mentioned in the Family Man Weekly this week, I was talking to my friend Roger. I'm down in Louisiana, and we were just talking, and I said, you know, I don't know. I feel that temptation sometimes, like I'm supposed to wade in there, and I'm supposed to, and even the fleshly side of me says, oh, if you want to get a crowd together, you know, that's how you get things passed around. You got to, you know, rant and rave, and, you know, they're stealing the children, you know, that kind of thing. And I said to him, I said, you know, I just, even when I every once in a while I think about those things and I keep thinking, you know, that I just want to be a good dad. I want to encourage guys to be good dads. And Roger said something like, you know, that's what I really admire about you. You've kind of stayed true to your calling. And, you know, it's not, even that phrase calling is kind of a Christian thing and it feels mystical and whatever. And I don't know if, you know, I had a calling that I'm supposed to do this, but I do feel like this is what I'm supposed to do and that this is what God has made me to do. But even above that, I just want to be a good dad and a good husband and all this, because, you know, all this stuff is going to continue and it may get worse. And maybe that's what our job is, Scott, you know, that my job, your job, the dads who are listening, our jobs is just to keep being a dad, you know, it's just to do a 13th birthday. It's just to help on a kid's project, their house or whatever, or it's to love our wives no matter what. And, you know, I don't think it's just a cute thing to say. I think that's the stuff that really, really matters, because, you know, like that guy who said 1968 was such a big deal. You know, nobody even thinks about 1968. I mean, is it true? Do you think that in, you know, whatever, 40 years, nobody's even going to think about 2020 or 2021 and they're going to go, yeah, Trump. Yeah, that was a weird thing then. But the things that you do are going to be remembered forever. I mean, your daughter is going to remember you walking her down the aisle forever. Not just those big events, but they remember the little things of, you know, watching Lord of the Rings on a whatever, on a rainy night with their dad there, or, you know, the way you do certain things or the things that were important to you. And I just think, you know, this dad thing is just, you know, really, really huge. And I'm afraid that we could get pulled away because I know one of the people that I checked in on is and I just don't want to give it away. So I don't want to. Is a person. Can you guess who it is so far, Scott? No. Okay. Is a person who has a big following. And you may not even know them, Scott, actually. But, you know, this person kept referring to themselves, and I'm trying to do that in plural there, themselves as an influencer. Have you ever heard that phrase, Scott? You know, somebody will say, oh, I'm an influencer. I mean, I heard someone, I was talking to a guy in an RV industry and he said, oh, you're an influencer. And I'm like, what? You know, but it's that same kind of feeling that I get when I used to be, you know, out there somewhere doing something and somebody would come up to me, usually a woman, and say, hi, I'm a blogger. And I wanted to go, oh, you're a logger. That's pretty cool. You know, but they said it like I was supposed to go, oh, that means you're somebody. But this person referred to themselves and they said, you know, I'm an influencer. And so they're going to probably shut me down because I'm an influencer. And they must have said the phrase a half a dozen times.
That's like in the sequence of phrases, there was life coach and blogger and now influencer.
Exactly. And influencer just means I'm more important than you,
yes.
You know, and they say it kind of that way. I'm a target, you know, they're after me. And I knew this person that they had a lot of children, and without pointing blame or anything, their marriage has fallen apart. And I wanted to contact them because I know who they are and they know me. And I wanted to say, you know, your influence, you are an influencer, but it is not because you post amazing things or that you can get a crowd riled up. You're an influencer because you're a dad or a mom, you know? And I think the same thing goes with you, Dad. You are an influencer. You know, you are going to influence the world just by doing a birthday party, just by playing a board game, just by showing up every day, day in, day out, you know, even if you have to have a mask on, you know, and whatever happens, if there's an impeachment or not an impeachment, or the right person is in the White House or not. I mean, even today, you talk about raising my dander. I saw that there's like this big call to at Disney World. They have the Hall of Presidents, you know, and they want to take out Donald Trump, and they want to, they're even talking about removing the whole thing, or people want them to remove the whole thing about presidents. And I'm like, you just want to erase our history. And I can feel my blood going up again. And I'm like, that's not your calling, Todd. You're a dad. You know, you're the dad. You're the husband. And so I don't know, Scott, does that give us clarity, do you think, in the midst of all this? Does it help us? Does it help you, I guess? Does it calm you down? Does it feel like, is that big enough to be okay with?
Honestly, I feel like I shouldn't say anything because that's pretty much exactly what we need to hear, and we can just shut the show down now.
I know, but it's easy to say, but I think we need to keep telling ourselves that, you know, because again, I'll get off here and then I start to feel it go up again. And I just need to remind myself, and I need you guys to remind me of that too. I love it. I mean, I get texts from you guys. I don't give you my phone number right now. 574-253-1663. That's my own personal telephone line. If don't call me to sell me something. I've got all the insurance I need. But I love it when you guys text me and say, hey, Todd, you know, be a good dad today. And that's it. So it's your birthday today, or I prayed for you today. And that just means so much. And I think, you know, if you've got a dad friend, remind him of that too, because I'm guessing he feels like Scott. He feels like me, that he feels that same cloud. That's maybe more than a cloud on us, and we really, really need it. Hey, which reminds me too, Scott, and this may be a conversation that because I'm not a techie guy, and I don't care what, you know, I don't have any feeling like, oh, I'm an influencer, so they're going to want to silence me in this, you know, where they can just turn things off. But I was in a conversation this week and somebody asked me, so what are you doing, Todd, to make sure your voice continues no matter what? And I'm like, I don't know. You know. If you have any ideas of other avenues, maybe that you would like to be encouraged through, whether that, you know, if we could do, instead of email, maybe we did texts, you know, a weekly text or some other way. I'm not going to send you a piece of paper in the mail. But if you think of other, you know, they're talking about other Facebook-like things and social media things. I'm not a big social media thing. You already know that. But if there is a better way to meet dads, would you let me know? You can email me at familyman@familymanweb.com, or you can text me at my number I just gave you, or you can figure out some other way to tell me. But I don't know. That seems to be like this topic of conversation among influencers.
I've actually started wondering when they're going to start shutting down podcasters. I don't know how many podcasters are big enough to be shut down, but
right.
Might happen.
Well, and even little ones, you know, it just, you don't think of it ever happening, of controlling, because I don't feel like we're saying anything that's too controversial yet. But I'm just curious if you guys have any ideas. So if you do, you let me know. Well, hey, we're out of time. Dad, I just so appreciate you, your friendship, and what you do, because what you do really, really matters. And, you know, it is a reminder to us that, you know, my children, my oldest son was a fan of our president. And I was, I thought he did a great job. He had some great policies that were good for our nation, for godliness. But I'm afraid he's stumbled at the end. And maybe it's a reminder to us that, you know, this race is all the way to the very end until we cross the line. So you cannot let up. You have to keep running. You have to keep loving. You have to keep leading. And you have to keep guarding yourself so you're not a casualty. So Hadn't been a very cheery show. I'm ready for some cheery show where we just talk about nothing, you know, and just laugh. But we're not there yet. But thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining Scott. We sure do appreciate you being on the team. I think what you do really, really matters. And I'll just keep saying it. You to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.